Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Tony Dunn.
She gon' take care of her bitch, she truckin', she truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin'. She gon' take care of her kids, she truckin', yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin'. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', truckin'.
Thank you for tuning into the She Truckin' Podcast. Today is a special show. I'm so honored to bring on a pioneer in this industry, Mr. Prasad Gollapalli. He is the founder and CEO of Truckatools, and we're just so honored to have him on. If you don't know what Truckatools is, you're going to learn in this interview, and I want you to take your phones out right now, and I want you to download the app. Download the Truckatools app. Pull your phone out, go to your app store, and download the app. And thank you, Mr. Prasad Gollapalli, for coming on today. Welcome to the She Truckin' Podcast.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on your show.
Well, we're going to just get started, and we're going to jump right in to some of the questions I have for you. If you can introduce yourself and tell us, start off by telling us how you got into this industry and about the Truckatools app. Like, what made you say, this is what I want to do?
that's a good one. So my name is Prasad Gollapalli. I'm the founder and... excuse me, CEO of Truckatools. The story of Truckatools is very near to me in many sense, because I came from trucking industry, was with a public load board called Get Loaded before I started Truckatools. Back when in 2008 and 2009, I've seen a lot of carriers go out of business back then because of the economy being very poor. And one thing I've learned was, you know, hearing stories from truckers. It is, from outside, everybody looks at this as driving a truck is a rosy job. It's great. They get to be the cowboys of the modern world, right? But the truth of it is, it's a very hard job. Working more or less 7 days a week, 365 days a year, being in a truck, it's not easy, especially when you are an owner operator or a small carrier driver. You're also burdened with running that business, meaning you're going to find loads, you're paying insurance, you're taking care of the truck. It is a never-ending job. They work very hard. Truckers work really hard. So the purpose for me, or the vision for Truckatools, is if we could help the driver on the road with everything that they need on the road, whether it's parking, cheapest fuel, service centers, without having to jump through a bunch of hoops, that would be the goal of this company. So that's how I've started Truckatools, with the app, with the smartphone app on iPhone and Android. And primarily geared towards the drivers or truckers. And from that moment onwards, truckers became a community. They helped us build everything that you see today in the app. We started off with just the truck stop guide and cheapest fuel. Today we have close to 20 features that help the drivers, and all because of the truckers taking part of that that roadmap for us. They basically said, hey, why can't I see this in the app? Why can't I do with this, you know, this in the app? That's how we got here.
That's awesome. And I just want to say, from a driver's standpoint, thank you for taking that step, because it's been very helpful for me in my career. I used it to find parking. And, you know, it's a very helpful navigation tool, you know. Owner operators use it for fuel, to find the cheapest rate, because, you know, that, like you say, that's our goal, to save money and to make money. So it's a very helpful tool with so many resources. One of the challenges that I face was trying to figure out how to weigh my tandems. And so having that actual weight was like, wow, heaven sent. And so I want to just ask you, how much does it cost to be able to get this app?
It's completely free. It's completely free for truckers and carriers to download the app and use it. And again, this has been the motto of the company is, you know, if we can build a tool that helps the truckers on the road and help them be successful in what they do, the rest of the trucking industry is going to be successful when a trucker or a small carrier is successful, right? So that's what it is.
That's awesome. So everyone listening in, this is a free app. And like I said, I want you to get your phones out and I want you to download the app right now on your phone. Because this is something that helps us. It helps drivers. It helps owner-operator. It helps carriers and shippers. So definitely download the app, and it has so many tools and resources just for you. So, and let's talk about, like, go into more detail about what are the advantages of using the Truck of Tools app.
You know, as I mentioned, the app started as focused on the driver first, right? So I'll share the benefits for if you are a trucker and if you are also an owner operator or a small carrier, right, in two categories. The first category, truckers are always going to be the focus of our business. So with the app, the way we help the truckers is first, you know, provide an all-in-one app. So today, you know, if you think about it, when a trucker is, in, you know, going from, let's say, Atlanta to Chicago, right, they would have to find cheapest fuel, right, along the way. They would have to find a place to park the truck, find a place to eat, right, rest. You know, this is a journey, right? It's not a, you know, one and done. So all these things. Typically, what one would do is they would use one app for directions, one app for cheapest fuel, one app for finding parking, and, you know, one app to find the truck stop guide, right? What we did with the app is we combined everything into one app. So drivers don't have to jump between apps. The best part with that is as you are, let's say you're going from one point to another point, these truck stops also have parking. They also have, you know, once you pick a truck stop, not only you can see what restaurants are in that truck stop, but the close-by restaurants, right? You can get the directions to that place. You can see the real-time fuel, not the fuel, you know, yesterday's fuel prices, but the real-time fuel prices. Help you, you know, save money on fuel, right? The second thing is for truckers, when they get, you know, today's world, everybody wants to know where the freight is. And people are kind of sick of getting this, where are you, calls, right? So we built the visibility tool into it. Again, with keeping the trucker in control, you know, trucker can share let the broker or the shipper see where the load is for that particular load alone, right, without having to take that many check calls. But the more important thing with the visibility is we tied that into the detention, right? So when a trucker arrives at a particular location to pick up a load or to deliver the load, right, the app actually marks how long a trucker has stayed at a particular location to pick up the load or to deliver the load, which is tied back into the getting the detention pay done, right? Not only that, see the traffic into a particular location, right? It kind of gives you, you know, are you going to make that appointment or not, right? Knowing these things helps minimize us taking that many number of calls, but more importantly, builds trust between the trucker and the shipper or the broker, right? The third one, again, is along the same lines. When a trucker gets a load, knowing exactly where that location is to pick up that load or to deliver the load or find the routing from pickup to delivery. We provide all of that through the app. You know, you would be surprised, you know, small things like Walmart listing, or even FMCSA approved medical examiners are listed in the app, right? So we thought about a lot of things. I wouldn't say that we thought about everything under the sun. We still want our users, primarily truckers, tell us what else they would like to see in the app, but we're constantly adding new things to make it better for them.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. That's all on the trucker side. I want to hear what you think before I jump onto the carrier side.
I think that's awesome. And I just want to add in, thank you for listening to drivers. That is one of our biggest frustrations, is that we say, oh my, they're not listening to us. You know, we tell them what we need, we tell them what we want, and they're not listening. But I just appreciate you, like I said, from a driver point of view, I just want to say, thank you. Thank you for listening to drivers and understanding our concerns, understanding the needs that help us be more effective in our career. And thank you for taking the time to listen to us and creating such an awesome app that we can use to help us navigate and be on time, to be able to save money, you know, in this industry. I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. And, you know, it's not done, right? It's not a one-and-done app for us. It's never done. Truckers today have new needs, right? I mean, they as they are using our app, they see new areas where we could improve and add more value. We welcome their comments. The more comments, the more feedback we get from our truckers, the better we're going to make this thing. And while I complete that thought on the trucker side, on the carrier side, let's say if you are a owner operator or a small carrier driver, right, responsible for your own freight or picking up your own loads, we also help these owner operators or small carrier drivers with finding freight, which we call this as a digital freight matching, or call it Book It Now, where the real-time available freight from broker systems will flow into our app to these carriers or owner operators, where they can see the actual available loads even before they show up in load boards. These are premium loads, high-value loads, right? With a Book It Now button right next to it, without ever having to talk to any broker, they can just book a load, and within seconds or sometimes within a few minutes, they get the rate confirmation automatically sent back to them. This is going to be the biggest change in how we are doing business, right? Today, there are some apps that provide this, but what we did with our Trucker Tools Book It Now is, we are not isolating you with one broker. Let's say you're an owner operator, you work with 10 brokers. We aggregate the loads from these 10 brokers and display to you. So by doing that, we are eliminating the need for the owner operator to jump between multiple apps or having to go to multiple systems. And that saves time, right? I mean, you can't really compare two loads in two different systems, right, by jumping around. By putting them together, you can clearly see. But there is more to this, right? While helping the owner operator or the carrier book the load quickly without ever having to talk to someone, that saves time. But the real value is what happens after you book a load, right? Or even before you book a load. Let's say you see a load that's going from, again, previous example, from Atlanta to Chicago, right? At the same time, you also have another load going from Atlanta to Dallas. Which one would you pick, right? Obviously, you want to look at what pays you more. But the more important thing is you also want to know how many loads are available once you go into Chicago or once you go into Dallas, right? Looking ahead, our app does that for you. It provides reloads for every load that you see in the app. That way, before you actually pick a load, you can see if I pick this load, there are 100 loads in this market coming from my qualified or preferred brokers. So I know I can get another load, right? You can even see those loads before you book this load, right? So this kind of helps the owner operators or small carriers to consistently look for loads that keep them, that makes them more profit.
Awesome. If you're just tuning in, this is the Truckatools app. Okay, so definitely download the app. And today we have the CEO and founder, Mr. Prasad. I don't want to mention name up. Golubhavi.
That's perfect.
Oh, thank you. Our call-in number is 914-205-5328. If you have any questions, if you want to just say thank you for using this app, and I think that you definitely need your roses. If you have questions, definitely call in. If you have some roses you want to give him to say thank you, definitely call in. Our call-in number is 914-205-5328. That's awesome. Like I said, I think it's an awesome app. Every driver should have it on their phone. Like, every driver should have it on their phone. My next question for you is, where do you think owner operators, the industry is going for owner operators moving forward in the future?
If you are an owner operator or you're planning to become an owner operator today, right? There's always the best person to be in this industry is an owner operator, and I'll say why. Right, company drivers, large company drivers, they're good. I mean, they pay them good job, good salary, or they can make good money there. But the real opportunity is if you're an owner operator or a small carrier, because if you could really run your business well with today's tools and technology that's available to you, right? Truckatools is one. There are other tools that you could tag them together, right? But if you are prudent and careful in how you run your business, there's always more money to be made in this space, right? You can run your truck very well. Before you know it, if you start with one truck, you could have four or five trucks, right? But the keyword here is being careful when you run a business, right? I'll give a good example. Again, by no means I'm saying I know better than the owner operators out there today. They know this space very well. If anything, this is what I have learned from them, talking to a lot of owner operators out there. Simple things like when you pick a load, you're not only looking at how much money you make on that load. Obviously, you want to make money on every load that you pick. You want to maximize that. But you also want to think about the next load that you're going to pick after this. You always want to pick a load that gets you into a market where there are more loads that are coming out for you to pick another load quickly, right? Nobody wants to have a truck that's sitting without moving, right? When the trucks are moving, that's when you make money. So always tagging those things is very important. And there is no, there's going to be always a bad experience here and there, right? You picked up a load which you thought would help you get there, but, before you could deliver it, the shipper got delayed there. So you're late on the next load. There's going to be always these unknowns. Oftentimes what happens is, When you think about these unknowns, right, they hurt you more than anything. But thinking that a lot of these unknowns could happen ahead of time will help you plan a little better. If you are going into a shipper location, there is data on what are the typical wait times at that shipper location that you can look ahead. By the way, this is something that we are that our new app is going to add for you, or the feedback from other drivers about that particular location, right? What facilities they have? Do they have overnight parking? All these things are important to plan ahead. It is not an easy job being a trucker, but when you do it, and a lot of pros do this very well, you have a big opportunity to really succeed in this business.
Absolutely. So the message is plan ahead, drivers and owner operators. Plan ahead. That is the most important tool that you can use. And the Trucker Tools app does that for it, helps you plan ahead. So I want to go into another little topic because I think it's important for people to understand that there are challenges that you face when becoming a owner operator or starting a business or being an entrepreneur. So what are some of the challenges that you see drivers or owner operators face when starting up? And also, what are some of the challenges, if you want to drop some gems, that you face that you can save a person, you know, that's getting ready to start a little, you know, save them some time? What are some challenges that you face when starting your business?
I'll share with you know what we have gone through to come get to this point. When I started Trucker Tools, the very initial time, there weren't that many smartphones. There were only a few million smartphones in the whole country. So you can think about, you know, this is a very narrow niche. Our app is not used by anyone other than truckers. So the number of truckers who had smartphone back then, that number is very small. But the very belief that this is going to catch on was the driving force for us. So if you are planning to get in the business, hold on to why you want to do this business, right? As with any business, starting is always the difficult part. And the biggest part is the finance, right? The money part of it. When I started, I pretty much bootstrapped my life or boxed my life and bootstrapped this thing. Fortunately, the economy was, a little weaker back then, which means there were more resources available cheaper as opposed to today, right? But taking smaller steps was always the best part. Started off with the app as the first part. We didn't, although we had the whole thing in plan, we started off with the drivers. We started off with the most critical part, having the drivers buy into the app. And the second thing which we did was let the drivers drive this app, rather than us telling the drivers, here is an app I know you need to use, to here is an app, tell us how we should build this app to make it better for you. And that was the key. Listening to the customers was probably the most important thing in the whole picture. You know, we can't get enough feedback. You know, you cannot. I mean, this is... The more feedback you hear from your users, the better you're going to get every single day. The day you stop listening to the customers is when you're stopping to grow. So, you know, if you're trying to get in the business as an owner-operator, but my two things I would say is find a way to get your truck or the finances taken care of. Think of it as, you know, the next 6 months, if I don't make money, how am I going to survive, right? Or next 1 year. That's an important thing to think about. But the more important thing is you also have to think about where you're going to get the business from. Before you start your own authority or owner-operator, become an owner-operator, talk to some brokers, talk to some shippers that you typically work with, and see where is the freight, right? And if they have extra freight anywhere that you could haul, right? Plan ahead. If you take a piece of paper and write down these things and say, hey, this broker has 5 loads going from so-and-so place to so-and-so a week, and, you know, all I need is 2 trucks to move this, let's say. This is how much it's going to cost me. Do a back-of-the-envelope cost analysis, right? You just write down these numbers and see, would it make sense to run this in the first place, right? While it's very exciting to own your own business, sometimes doing these checks help you negotiate better. I'm not saying, you know, they will take the energy off. If the numbers don't match, you could go back to the broker and say, you know what, I did a rough calculation. I can move this load for $2,000. You know, if you do it $2,200 per load, maybe I can start my own authority and do this, right? Everybody likes an owner-operator because an owner-operator adds a lot of value to this space. And I'll tell you how. Owner-operators help regulate the price a little bit because they don't know no spikes, right? If you only have four or five large companies, the price will go, you know, however they want, right? Owner-operators help regulate that. The second part is owner-operators are always willing to go that extra mile. So when you have freight, you know, I can give you an example. In the middle of the December, nobody wants to go to, you know, Florida because there's very little coming out of Florida, right? But you see people going in there. That's because people plan ahead. Owner-operators take a chance sometimes, right? Not necessarily that always pays off, but what I meant to say is they do an extra job. They're willing to take a load even if it's a little bit more painful, right? That's, they actually save a lot of business for 3PLs, brokers, and shippers. So everybody likes an owner-operator. If you're planning to get there, talk to your shippers. Get your business in hand before you start your authority.
Going over and exceeding the expectations is very important. Yeah.
Yes, I agree
with you. Could you just list the top three things that's important to you?
You mean in the app or in a business or in the
in business? Life? In life.
The top three things important to me as a person is having a high integrity, right? You know, whatever you do in the day, by the end of the day, you need to be in peace with it, right? Knowing that you did everything right will keep, you know, will help me sleep better at night. The second thing is knowing that I pushed myself to do the best, right? I don't want to show up to work and do a mediocre job. Mediocrity, complacency, they kind of eat you inside. Right? They don't give you that satisfaction. Doing the best you could always gives you that satisfaction. The third one is knowing that, you know, life is bigger than you. There are days when you're on top of it. There are days when you're going to be at the bottom and everything in between. It's because not because of you that you are at the top of the top on that day. It's because of the people around you. So the world around you is much bigger than who you are or what you are. So respecting that is very, very important because that carries you when you're down. You know, the world around you, the people around you, they carry you when you're down. So it's important to respect that. So those are the three things.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing. I have about three more questions to ask you, and then we're going to jump off here. And I thank everyone who's listening and tuning in. I've been getting a lot of people on social media saying, I'm tuned in. So people are listening. Our call-in number is 914-205-5328. If you have any questions and want to just call in and say hello. And my second question is, how many books do you read a year?
I typically like to read at least like five or six. Not as much as I want to. You know, people say I should read at least 10 books a year.
Awesome. I said I was going to make it my 2020 goal to start reading. So that's why that question was important to me. So what's coming up for Trucker Tools? What's the next thing that's coming up for Trucker Tools?
2020 is a big year for trucker tolls in many ways because I think we have really established ourselves as the platform that helps carriers, truckers primarily, and help the broker community. Right? So we kept our focus very, very narrow for that reason. And last year we launched BookItNow. We're the first to come into this space as a third-party platform. And since then, we have seen a huge success with the carriers adopting to it, primarily owner-operators, small carrier drivers, booking their loads right from the app. So there is a lot of work to be done there. We're adding a lot of large brokers that are already our customers on the visibility side to open up on the BookItNow. So in 2020, that's all happening. Right? And more importantly, in the next few weeks, we will be launching our new app, the brand new face of our app. We tried for many years, we kept the face of our app very, very much the same because we don't want it to have our users have to learn something new right there or change their habits, right? But with the things changing, we are launching a newer app. So if you already have Trucker Tools app, you don't have to do anything. It automatically updates your app with the new look. It's supposed to be a lot more easier to use the newer app because it will start connecting dots for you. Meaning, let's say you're going from Atlanta to Chicago, right? You look for cheapest fuel along your route. It already starts telling you, hey, where you're looking for cheapest fuel, here is the truck stop, here are the restaurants around it, here are the number of spots that this location has, right? And here is how the traffic is. We're connecting the dots without having the driver to come and open the app and say, hey, I want to see the route directions. I want to see the traffic. So without the driver having to ask all these questions, we are already providing that. So more reactive. It's like having a smart assistant in your cab, right? That's how the app is going to be. So this is a huge change. Now, this is not an end point for us. This will only set us to do bigger things. There are a lot of things that we are doing. This year, we are adding multiple parking sources for you, for the drivers, not just, a few sources. So proactively plan their parking, right? This is coming this year. Then in addition to that, we're also focused on adding some tools that help small carriers primarily understand, hey, if I take this load versus that load, what is my profitability look like? How much money do I make at the end of the day? How do I string two or three loads and look at what is the profitability, right? Some of the things, tools that help them along the way. So all of it is coming in terms of upgrades to the app, additions to the app. Now, in addition to all of this, we're also going to be at Mid-American Trucking Show. As you all know, this is one of the biggest shows in trucking. We're going to be there, and I believe we have a booth, and also we have a session where we invite truckers to share their comments, their feedback, and tell us what they like and what they want us to do next.
Well, we're looking forward to using the app, and we're so excited to be able to see you all at the Mid-American Truck Show. So make sure you visit the Trucker Tools booth at the Mid-American Truck Show. And Mr. Prasad, we have a caller that has called in. Caller, could you state your name?
Hi, this is Nella Conyers.
Welcome
Hi,
to the She Trucking Podcast.
I'm calling to tell you that this app is like the greatest thing because it helps you versus surfing the internet for everything at, in separate pages. This, all you have to do is get on there and you want to see where a weigh station is, you push that button. You want to see where a rest area is, you push that button. One time I was somewhere and I needed to know the alcohol permits, I was able to go right onto that app and see. And I have it downloaded on my Ram McNally navigation, so it's right there available for me. Best thing. Very good. I appreciate that tool.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for the kind words. Drivers like you make our day. You really made our day with a nice comment.
Thank you for calling me in, Nella. We appreciate it. Well, can you believe our time is almost up? I wish I can keep you longer, but I know you're busy, and it's been an honor to have you on. And before you go, I always like to end my show with number one, if you can just tell them how to find the app, and then leave us with a quote. Just leave us with a quote. Just give us some fire.
Sure, absolutely. Those who are listening, downloading Trucker Tools app is very simple. Please go to your app store, whether it's on iPhone or Android. Go to the app store and look for Trucker Tools, two words, Trucker Tools. And we are that red icon, red app, easy to find. It's easy to download. It's free app. And the tagline for our app is simplify life on the road. That's what our goal is. We want to help you simplify your life on the road. Sure, that's the tagline.
Thank you. Thank you. I love it. I love it. It makes sense. The app is so simple. Anyone can use it. And so, like I said, we are looking forward to the new app and all the upgrades. And it's going to be awesome, everybody. So She Trucking will definitely keep you informed about when the upgrade happens and keep you informed about all the trucker tools and how to use it. And once again, thank you for coming on to the She Trucking podcast. Is there anything else that you would like to leave before we end our show?
I want to thank all the truckers who have downloaded our app and have been part of our community, Trucker Tools community or Trucker Tools family. And also those truckers who are out there, because without truckers today, we can't, just go through our own lives, right? I mean, everything that we do in our lives depends on, truckers getting goods from point A to point B. Thank them for their service. If anything, we should have that special day for truckers. So. With that, Sharad, thank you very much for having me on your show. I've enjoyed chatting with you. I know you do a big service helping truckers with their licenses, if those who want to get their licenses. You do more than, being a trucker. So appreciate what you do for the community.
Thank you. And I just want to point out that you have an awesome team. I mean, I've been talking to Michelle and Damagram, how do you pronounce her name?
Dagmara.
I've been
marketing
talking
head,
yes. Absolutely. And that, you have such an awesome team. And I had the opportunity to meet some of your team as I was flying last year up to MAX. And so I had an opportunity while we was on the plane together to talk to some of your team. And they are amazing. So now we understand where it comes from. It comes from the head. And so thank you. Shout out to your amazing team. And thank you for all that you do in this industry. Like I said, pick up your phones right now and download the Trucker Tools app. It's absolutely free. If you want to go to their website, it is in this description. And like I said, it's been an honor to be able to talk to you today. You are leaving your legacy with us. The Trucker Tools app is your legacy that will live on for years and years and years to come. So thank you so much again for your support in She Trucking and empowering women in the industry, women and men in the industry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And it's a team effort. The Trucker Tools team has been the most powerful team I have ever seen. So thank you for everything.
All right. And you enjoy your week. And this was the She Trucking podcast. Thank you all for tuning in. And today, hey, we have the founder of Trucker Tools come on today and share with us why an easy and simplified way for drivers to navigate, to plan ahead. Planning is very, very important. If you want to learn more about Trucker Tools, click on in the descriptions on the link, or you can go to our website, shetrucking.com, and click the Trucker Tools, learn more. All right. I am Sheree Moore. I'm your host, the founder of She Trucking. And if you don't know what She stands for, it stands for Sisterhood, Helping, Empowerment in Trucking. Thank you all.